What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a fairly fast-moving storm system moving through the area, particularly tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. So showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out a thunderstorm. The front moves through tomorrow morning, and that'll end the rain threat. The high temperature on Friday in the upper 50s to around 60. Then we're dry over the weekend. I think there's a good bit of sunshine on Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. Small chance of rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, things you would rather do than watch the entire impeachment trial. Take a tour of dead end roads. Watch yogurt spoil. Chew off your own foot. Step on wet cement while wearing socks. Listen to Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man.
This has been Things You'd Rather Do Than Watch the Entire Impeachment Trial.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Sorry about the rain, but that's about the only bad news today. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is Happy Hour. Glad you're in the mood for it. It's me, Greg Goodell, Rosie,
and the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
General, please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is a historically good day here at News Talk 93.1 FM. Today was ratings day. So I am using this moment to thank those of you who made this one of the best days in the history of this radio station.
Woohoo!
I mean, all day long, it was just amazing. And congratulations to everybody. I am thrilled for Joey and Jack, who got off So maybe one of the hottest starts I've ever seen a brand new show do. To Dan Morris, who continues to be the 12-3 lion that roars. Isn't that right, Dan? And we just kicked it here in the afternoon. It was, I mean, great. All day long. And we're very, very pleased. Of course, I've been real honest with you about this particular topic in the past. The problem with these is that, you know, I don't want to get too carried away because they can come back and humble you.
yeah.
You know, when we launched Q 96.1 years ago, it got off to a fantastic start. First four rating periods were phenomenal. And I came in on ratings day and walked into the boss's office, and they didn't even want to tell me what the number was.
Uh-oh.
And it was abysmal. They're trying to tell me. I looked at the numbers and I said, they're telling me I have more Facebook friends than listeners. And I know that's not true. And then the next book, we bounced right back. It's really a crapshoot. It truly is. But that sounds more like an excuse if you don't get what you want. And today we did. So we thank you. And in 6 months, we'll have another surprise party. Walk in and find out what they said.
Oh, what a surprise!
Yeah. So, and this is all I really want to say about it. Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you. So I'm a little bit spunt this afternoon. As we were looking at numbers and everything this afternoon, the collective ratings, speaking of ratings, for impeachment, this farce, this dangerous farce they're playing out in Washington. Schiff today is up there talking about Russia again. They must not have given him a copy of the Mueller report. But anyway, with all the different networks, and many of whom I think feel compelled to cover it, because after all, they are trying to take the president out of office, as illegitimate as the whole thing is. Those, I think it's six different networks combined, did not equal the number of people that watched the Jeopardy final. the Tournament of Champions?
Yeah.
11 million. 11 million people. That is squat. I mean, during the Nixon impeachment, and I still think that could have had a very different outcome if Nixon had just handled it better, got out in front of it at the beginning and said, you know what, nobody's perfect. This was a screw-up. I'm the leader of the party. I got to own it.
Yep.
So I ask your forgiveness and promise it won't happen again.
Humility.
Yeah. Instead, he cloistered himself, surrounded himself with an echo chamber.
People with bad advice.
And the worse, the longer it went on, the worse it got for him. I mean, at the end, it sounded like he murdered somebody.
Yep.
And he ended up resigning. A man who carried 49 states. So he may not have been the most personable president in our history, but he was certainly one of the most successful. One of the reasons Trump can cut a trade deal with China is because Nixon broke that that barrier back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Russia. He was the one that started detente. He accomplished some pretty good stuff. And when you hear Brandt talk about the economic numbers, the best in 50 years, well, that was 1969. And guess who was president? Richard Nixon.
He's not a crook, Greg.
So the history books, you know, will paint him as evil and all this other crap. He wasn't. He was just, you know, in this media-driven society we live in, he just didn't have the charisma. He never did as vice president under Eisenhower. It's a different time, you know. Everything has evolved. He just didn't have that to save him. You know, he like Clinton did.
And Obama.
Yeah.
Eclectic people that people are drawn to. People were repulsed by Nixon. He was just so staid.
Yeah. And sneaky looking. I mean, if you're charged with an act of sneakiness, and then you look sneaky, that doesn't add up well.
Double whammy.
And in spite of the fact there were stains on a dress and everybody was having images of what was going on in the Oral Office back in the 90s, and his Tammy Wynette wife, Hillary, standing by her man because her ambitions were bigger than the situation, so she stayed in the marriage. All of that's true. Trump has flicked this off his finger like a booger. And they are in serious self-destruct mode. Look at this. Rachel Maddow. You know, after 2 years of telling everybody it's all coming down to the Mueller report, that's the end of Trump. Everything is the end of Trump. The walls are closing in. It's the end of Trump. Dianne Feinstein. Now, she's 86 years old in dog years. I don't know. Got up and left last night because she's been around the block. She knows this is all bull crap. So, and now Rachel and her little minions are saying, you must resign by tomorrow.
Rachel.
Screw off. You have lost half your audience because you keep running things up the flagpole and saying it's true, it's true, it's true, and then it's not true. You keep telling people the world is coming to an end and World War III and all the rest of it. None of it's ever come to, not even close. So the only people you're talking to are people who are as deranged as you are, who still want to keep hearing what you have to say. But it's a lot less than it was a couple of years ago when she had 4 million idiots tuning in on a weeknight. This is Larry.
Greg.
Why didn't you tell me it was this Larry?
I wanted to surprise
you. Not that we don't love all Larrys that listen to the show, but it's Larry freaking Stevens.
Yeah, I wanted to surprise you.
Well, I know you run a roll there about politics. I didn't mean to get you off, but I heard you talking about ratings, and there's probably few people in your audience like me who can fully appreciate what this day means in the history of a radio station. I can remember the day that our numbers would be released. I didn't take a breath the entire day.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I walked in the building, and I took a breath, and that was the last. I mean, it was the stress level was through the roof. And in those days, Arbitron would call us and give us the numbers.
Oh, wow.
And so we were sitting there just waiting for that phone to ring.
Oh, man.
To get the numbers. And it was, the stress was unbelievable. And it's like your whole body deflates once the numbers come in, whether they're good or bad. But, you know, you were talking about when you were on Q and the numbers went so low in one of the rating periods.
Yeah.
I know one time. They called me and gave me the numbers, and they were not good. I'd gone home, and it was late in the afternoon. I was doing the morning show, and I'd left. Then they called back 30 minutes later and said, Arbitron made a mistake. Oh. Here are the real numbers. So we were number one.
I would have sued.
Well, and I'll tell you another time, when I had gone to a station here to have my last full-time gig, our very first rating book was really, really good. We bounced from the last station in the market that we had taken over to number three.
Wow. That's a heck of a jump.
That's a heck of a jump. We went from last place to number three. So anyway, what happened was the next rating came out, and the phones were hot. We just knew we were going to, you know, kick everybody's rear end. And we went down. We lost terrible. We were back like half the numbers we had the first one.
Wow.
And so I thought, you know, that I could lose a job over that.
Yeah.
And there were two stations at that time in the same building. That's just when you could own a second FM station. And our sister station, the program director, went to Arbitron. He always went up and went through all the raw diaries.
Yeah.
He called me back and says, man, you guys have been screwed. And so we had them. We made them recount and go back through the books.
Wow.
Because they gave credit for our station to a station in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, my God.
They had to totally re-release the rating book, and we went back to number three, but with higher numbers than we had the first time.
That's great.
I'm just telling you, you know, we depend on those people, and it depends on our income, and if we're going to make a living or if we're going to be fired, and they make mistakes. They really do make mistakes sometimes.
It's a very flawed system. I've also, as you know, worked in Miami, and the last, 15, 20 years, I guess, we got ratings every month, which was great because you didn't have 6 months to worry about it. And if you didn't have a particularly good month, you could look at what you were doing and tweak it immediately and see a result 30 days later.
Right.
Here, it's a biannual surprise party, and you hope for the best, and today was a great day for this radio station.
Well, I heard you say that, and I'm pleased for you guys. I know how hard you work.
Well, if you keep coming in on Mondays, I expect we'll get even better.
Well, it'll have to go higher, obviously.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Yes. There's always room to grow.
Well, just tell Rick Peters that I need he can just trade me out a few things instead of paying me. Anyway, you know, it's fun when I can. I tell you, I was at a thing Tuesday night. It's a thing called the River Region Ironworks meeting. Mm-hmm. And it's just guys from all over the river region, mostly Christian guys. There's probably 200 or 300 there. And I had so many people walk up to me Tuesday night. Heard you with Greg Monday, you know.
I like hearing that, Larry.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations. I just want to let you know. And there are some people that are listening to you like me, old radio guy that understands totally mm-hmm. what it means when those ratings come in.
Yeah, and while you never want to base your sense of self-worth on those numbers, if you're a caring, committed professional, you have to care. And when they're not what you want, it hurts.
I'll tell you this, too, is as a media buyer for my clients, being in the ad agency business, I don't knee-jerk off one rating book. You know, if I'm watching a radio station and they've been doing well and then all of a sudden there's like a drop, I'm not probably going to start pulling advertising immediately. And I think that because it could be an anomaly.
Yeah.
So you wait until the next one. You wait to see if there's a trend. Mm-hmm. And if you start seeing a trend develop, then maybe there is an issue. But you... I have learned not to get too excited over one, but I went through the whole thing of up and downs, you know, being at the top and then having some bad books, and the bad books are bad times, but the good books are great highs. It's a good time then.
It's good to be loved.
Yep. All right. Well, congratulations, and I'll be chatting with you. Hopefully I'll try to get to come in Monday and be in with you.
All righty. Great. Larry, thanks. That means all the more coming from you. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye, y'all.
And by the way, as good as today was, I will never be what Larry Stevens was. Larry Stevens had 40, 50 shares in some demos. It's pretty impossible for anything like that to happen today.
Well, yeah, it's a different time.
It was amazing in its time.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. He owned Montgomery Radio.
Yes, he did. So when a guy with a pedigree, and we're not talking about one time, we're talking about a guy who did this for years and dominated the market. And one thing that Larry and I have in common, I know he's got a much deeper voice than I do. But one thing we have in common is Larry is a good talent recruiter. He found talented people, gave them space to develop their act, to share the stage. And that was a benefit to him.
That's important.
And believe me, my career would not have been anywhere as good as it's been had it not been for the people I've had around. So let me thank you, Rosie.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that I trained under Larry because I was definitely raw material.
I don't know if we've mentioned that enough.
I didn't know anything about that.
Rosie was a Larry Stevens production.
Oh, wow.
I mean, in the sense that...
I know, I understand.
Yeah, I came to work for him, and he trained me right. I worked with Rich Thomas.
WHHY?
Uh-huh.
When Rich was...
Yeah, when Rich was middays.
Yeah, and very...
Adorable.
Or mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very.
And you, oh, much beloved and glorious. We've been doing this a long time now.
Yeah, it's been over a decade.
Just thinking, since my contract goes through this period, mm-hmm. in 2023... We could do a 60th on JFK.
That's we got to. It's got to be done.
Absolutely. It is 3:21, and again, thanks to everybody. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 brings you these electrifying moments, and usually they're right out of the news, but today was special, and I wanted to kind of celebrate with them since they're part of our station family now for over a year or two, I think. Anyway, good day. MrElectric.com. If you'd like more information, they are the best when it comes to installs, repairs, or service for anything electric in your home. It's 322.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Immigrant Driver.
Scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Today's nominee, it's a group award for a website that I urge you to bookmark and visit on a regular basis called the Babylon Bee. Many of my favorite conservative pundits are recognizing it as perhaps the best conservative website because it makes its points through satire.
Yeah, I was going to say it's all sarcastic.
And today, they hit it out of the park, not once, not twice, but three times. In his opening statement at Trump's impeachment trial, Representative Adam Schiff reminded the Senate of their solemn duty and the gravity of just what it is they'll be discussing at the trial. He warned that if Trump is not impeached, the American people may have a chance to tamper with the next election. If President Trump is not impeached, the American people might get a say in who is president, Schiff said gravely. We simply can't allow that to happen. We must diligently defend our electoral process against electoral outcomes we don't like. If that means seizing power through a sham impeachment trial, so be it. When the founders wrote the founding document thing, all it is to them, they never imagined there would be electoral outcomes that Democrats did not agree with.
Really?
Democrats also said they have hard evidence that the 2016 election was compromised by Republicans voting for Trump. We know this horrible outcome could happen because it's already happened once before. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. Here's another one from the Bee. Let me pull this one up here real quick. Poll. Majority want impeachment hearings to continue as long as possible so Congress will be too busy to meddle in our lives. Isn't that great? There he is.
There's, nice.
I still say Schiff is the only human being I've ever seen who needs a brassiere for his eyeballs.
They're bugging out, aren't they?
Always. And I don't care what causes that. It's creepy.
It is.
It really is, especially when you're as smarmy as he is everywhere else.
Scumbag.
A new poll released Wednesday revealed that the majority of the nation want impeachment hearings to continue as long as possible so Congress will be too busy to meddle with their lives. 70% of the nation agreed that the House was doing a fine job on the impeachment hearings, say it's great that Congress is doing something other than pass terrible laws for once. 5% responded to the survey by saying they would prefer Congress stop the hearings and do their jobs, while a strong 25% said they weren't even aware impeachment hearings were going on. The latter group is the happiest of the bunch.
Uh-huh.
The inquiry has even sparked something of a revival as people across the country are praying that impeachment hearings will go on indefinitely so that politicians in D.C. will be too distracted by them to bother us very much.
Oh, I love it.
Lord, please let Adam Schiff and his people take as long as they need, said one man in California during his nightly prayers. May they call millions of witnesses, investigate every lead, and leave no stone unturned. May they speak slowly. May they investigate all the way through Trump's second term, and dare I ask too much, his third and fourth terms, too. And you know what? I would vote for a third and a fourth. I like what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to continue. And there is a massive awakening, not just here, but in London with Brexit, you know, in England, recognizing that open borders destroy countries. Multiculturalism is a wet dream of bad people because you can't have everybody planting the flag of their culture in the same spot and hope that there's going to be a good outcome.
Doesn't work that way.
No. No, the term that made America great the first time, melting pot.
Uh-huh, that's exactly right.
People had cultures from where they came, but they wanted to be Americans. They wanted to speak English. They wanted to fit in.
Assimilate.
They were that's proud the to learn the language.
Yes.
They were proud to be called an American.
Yes.
And sometime around, I'm going to blame Carter's Mariel Boatlip. That's when we had people come in and demand that we, you know, have street signs in English and Spanish. We don't want to learn another language and all this other garbage. You can thank him for the beginning of that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
We can turn that around, too.
That'd be nice. I'm all for it. Applied Security is the company that protects us here in this building, and I've told this story before at different times, but I got locked out of the building one morning recently, and it occurred to me, this is a great thing that speaks to the quality of the protection they provide us. There's no shortcut to get in. There's no, hey, if you ever get locked out, you can do that. No, you can't.
There's no way to get in this building.
Because if you tried anything, the police will be here in a matter of seconds, and alarms will be going off that can be heard out on Carmichael Road. I kid you not.
Believe me, I've experienced it.
Yeah. You know, I've accidentally set it off a time or two in my ears, too. So their systems are excellent. And the best news for you as a potential customer is they're local. So they're here. And you're not calling 800 numbers if you need something done or fixed or whatever. They're here, and they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. They do residential, commercial, properties, whatever it is you need protected. They're a great bet to get it done and keep it protected. Call 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Our first look at the roads, and then we'll be back with what I'm not sure yet, but it'll be something good.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy now on the East South Boulevard from Baptist Hospital down to the Troy Highway. A lot of congestion there, as well as the Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way over to the Wetumpka Highway. Taylor Road, a little bit busy. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic at sometimes through downtown Montgomery. No accidents that we know of at this time to tell you about. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Lowe's is here to help you do it right. To get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop in-store or online and get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Like a Samsung front-load laundry pair and a champagne finish for just $13.96. That's also up to 30% savings on select refrigerators, dishwashers, and ranges, too. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 122, U.S. only.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Johnston Taylor, the 16-year-old driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramblett, and his wife Paula in 2019, has been indicted on 2 counts of manslaughter. Court records show Taylor was speeding on the night of May 25th when he slammed into the back of the Bramblett's SUV. Plus, Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the conviction of Tiffany Franklin of Montgomery, a former bookkeeper at Goodwin Middle School. She's convicted of first-degree theft of property. Franklin's sentencing is set for March 26, 2020, and first-degree theft of property is a Class B felony. She faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. And Montgomery City Council approved a plan that would start the process of taking over Garrett Coliseum from the state. If the mayor approves, the city will take ownership. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a fairly fast-moving storm system moving through the area, particularly tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. So showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out a thunderstorm. The front moves through tomorrow morning, and that'll end the rain threat. The high temperature on Friday in the upper 50s to around 60. Then we're dry over the weekend. I think there's a good bit of sunshine on Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. Small chance of rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Just a heads up at 3:36, pulling up to Living for Doppler, there is a pretty large cluster of thunderstorms to the south and west of the city that's going to be moving through, I guess, in the next hour or so. So be ready for that. If you have a chance to get home a little bit early, that might be recommended.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meanwhile, in South Florida yesterday, cloudy with a chance of iguanas. That was the forecast in South Florida yesterday, although I did not hear of anybody being struck one of these prehistoric-looking
That's a good thing.
I also found out from a friend, somebody I knew years and years ago, who said, I guess listens on the app, and said, it's actually worse when they fall out of a tree in the hot weather because they're heavier or something. What do I know?
I don't know either, Greg.
I was out enjoying a sunny afternoon. I had...
this is going to be good.
Well, the house had a wooden deck around a mango tree, an old and very productive mango tree. And mangoes are good.
Until they rot and then they're terrible.
Well, that's the thing. They fall out of the tree, and then you'll come to clean them up, and you'll see the big bites have been taken out of them, and you wonder who's doing that.
Yeah.
And so there was no sun on the deck, so I'm sunning myself next to the deck, and all of a sudden, out of breaking the quiet of the afternoon, 3 feet away, there's a 5-foot iguana looking at me like, what are you doing here?
You're not going to eat my food, are you?
Actually, somebody, one of our listeners in a Facebook Messenger showed me they fillet these things and serve the meat.
If there's nothing else to eat, I could see it. But other than that, no.
Yeah. There's nothing about an iguana. Well, for that matter, really.
Any lizard.
Well, people eat alligator, don't they?
I made mention of that this morning.
Like chicken.
They do. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. But when you think about the gator meat came from something with really thick skin. By the way, the gator is a great example of liberalism, where in the early 70s, it's an endangered species. It must be protected.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're everywhere in the populated areas of South Florida, and they actually organize hunts to keep the population.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And every once in a while, it takes an attack or somebody's... Sadly, the leash is there. The pet isn't, because they can climb chain-link fences.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very aggressive creatures when they're hungry, which is usually all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're always hungry.
Terry found something that I saw, I believe, early this morning. But it wasn't something I would bring up on the morning show.
Yeah.
But it's this climate crapola.
Yeah, it is, again.
And the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this and I said, no. I don't give a flying rat's ass what the UN says. We don't have to abide by their ruling. And you've got the story.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. What the UN is saying now is that refugees from Central America are climate victims because of the climate. They claim, of course, you know, global warming. So now they're saying that we have to allow these people access to our country. It's a mandate from the UN. So here's what's about to happen. We're about to find out if our ruling system is going to allow the UN to supersede the Constitution of the United States or not. This is a big, big, big deal. If the UN oversteps our Constitution, then we're in trouble.
I can't imagine.
I can't either, and I pray to God.
People sitting still for that.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, first of all, the whole idea that they're climate refugees.
It's ridiculous.
The only climate they're refugees from is a political climate that's making their life miserable, and that's the climate that they want to create here. That's what the left has in mind for all of us.
Bingo.
A true climate refugee is a 75-year-old New Yorker who gets sick of the crappy weather up there and moves to Deerfield Beach and gets a condo in one of those big, tall condoleums down there. That's a climate refugee. That's
condoleum.
They're kind of stacked on top of each other, but they're still living. That's the big difference.
That's good. That's a good term.
Buildings that give off an ointment-like smell when you drive
like
by them.
Like Ben Gay?
Pungent. Something pungent. Those are climate refugees. The rest of this is nothing more than a hope and an effort by the left to let as many people in here as they can to become government dependents and vote Democrats. Everything they do has one goal in mind, permanent power, and we cannot allow that. And I don't give a rat's. I think we should throw the UN out of New York, and Trump's the guy to do it.
Yep.
Just get lost. We don't need you. We don't need you telling us what to do.
Amen.
And we're not going to do what you tell us to do. You don't run America. The whole idea that, of course, this brainchild goes back to the days of Woodrow Wilson, who had that same liberal ideology that this is one big globe.
Yeah.
And we're just all here. So why have borders and
the we don't have to fight. Just all of us give up our weapons to the UN and let them be the ones who hold our hands. We all sing Kumbaya together. That's all we have to do.
But like any good Democrat, he got us into a war and got a lot of people killed.
Of course. That's what they do.
I believe it's the Cronins the Carolinas on the line.
Yes, it is. Hey. Congratulations.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Karen. How are you?
We're doing wonderful, thanks.
Great.
We just wanted to call to say congratulations. Somehow our ballot must have gotten lost in the mail because we didn't have to vote. But
we would have voted you won.
We just wanted to offer our congratulations to everybody there, and especially want to give kudos to Blue Water because some of the stuff you get away with saying on the air is amazing. And the fact that they continue to let you do this is just a true testament to their belief in you and the message that you're trying to get across.
Well,
so we
said.
Just wanted to offer all our congratulations to you.
All you have to do is tell the truth, Paul. I'm looking at a story here about a CNN analyst who told it. A guy named Joe Lockhart who told an anecdotal story about two Republican senators from the impeachment trial. Overheard convo between two Republican senators who only watch Fox News. Is this stuff real? There was no such conversation. He was compelled to admit that he never heard it. He just made it up. That's what we're not allowed to do.
That's amazing.
But it's okay on CNN and everybody else.
It's okay if they do it.
Yeah. So.
Well, we just wanted to say hi, and I told Paulo when he just got home that I'd already written you, and he said, well, we got to call them and say hi to Rosie and Greg and
Terry's there
too. So.
Yes, the much beloved and glorious is in the house.
Yes, well, we're gonna plan a road trip this year. We're gonna definitely make a trip down and come have dinner with you at Bomb Hours and
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, so are we.
The Cronins are coming. The Cronins are coming.
Yes, we'll have a special celebration.
And in typical fashion for this show, we will make quite the fuss.
No, well, don't do that.
We just look forward to meeting y'all in person. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Let's see.
Great people.
Was it this morning as I was leaving, I saw Eddie Bader getting ready to join the very popular Joey?
Yes.
And he'll be with us tomorrow, but when he's not, in fact, even when he is here, he sits right across from me. I see him on his phone. I know what he's doing, and that's his job.
He's working.
Yeah, and when you hire a realtor, that's what you hope and expect. It's the level of effort that you see in Eddie that makes him extraordinary. He is constantly on the job. The guy is always working the next deal, whether it's finding a home for sale or rent for somebody who needs to buy, or it's somebody who just put their house on the market and wants to get their home seen and sold. And sometimes those are very urgent circumstances. So you don't want to hire a dawdler.
No dawdlers.
Eddie Bader will never be accused of being a dawdler.
True. He was at Baumhauer's last night too.
He was. He's an expert in the marketing aspect of showing off a house that I want to see that. And make them fall in love with it. He's great at finding what people need. You know, everybody has parameters. We can afford this much, and we're looking for this much space. We do or don't need a yard, a garage, all of those things. And then finding matches. He is the Yenta of the River Region in that regard.
Yenta.
The ultimate matchmaker. Although he doesn't listen to Barbara Streisand, as far as I know. 322-0662 is his number. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. It's 347. Cooter and whoever else is calling, we'll be right with you.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Q.
Twitter is banning all political ads? Now I'll never know what's happening in the election.
Actually, you can, with something called the newspaper.
The newspaper? Can I get that on my phone?
You sure can. Every reputable newspaper has their own website.
But how will I troll journalists with negative tweets?
Most news websites have a comment section. You can even try writing to the editor.
Sounds complicated. You mean I have to complain in more than 280 characters?
It's actually better because you can create more dialogue.
Shut up!
Plus, with a reputable newspaper, you follow laws and ethics where they legally must present facts.
I think that's fake news.
Either way, it's written by people who actually study journalism or political science.
All right, you convinced me. I'm getting a newspaper today.
Here, you can read mine.
Okay.
Just don't take it into the bathroom. I'm not finished.
Did you see it Monday? The newspaper? It was 8 pages. And it was a sheet folded for the front section and a sheet folded for the second.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
church bulletins are longer.
Yeah, they're
and have better content.
It's over for them.
Kuta.
Hello, congratulations on the book, man.
Well, like I said, yeah, it's nice. And in 6 months, we could get our asses handed to us. I don't know. But, yeah, I would prefer a day like today anytime. And I got to say this, too. For the better part of the last 10 years, that's the way it's been here in the afternoon. It's been great. Last time around, not so great. But our advertisers stayed faithful. And I just had a feeling, you know, it would correct itself. And it did. Huge.
Huge, Greg, huge.
This is the second time that I got to vote. The first time I voted for y'all, but this time, to be fair, I voted for Kevin, but I guess he lost. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Who's Kevin?
I'm just laughing so hard that my voice has hit a register that can only be heard by dogs.
I hope you know I would never vote against you, Greg.
Cooter.
Terry.
Come on, you first time for you.
Love you too, Mr. Cooter.
Love you.
I love you, Rosie, and Greg, since the other two said, I guess I love you, too.
I love you, too, Cooter.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you for your great service to our country.
Amen.
And like so many others, very humble about it, too.
Yeah, he doesn't like to talk about it.
I'm reading my... David Blackman, who we also... He's on a cruise. I want to get into his blog today because there's some great stuff in there about...
On a cruise?
Yeah, he's on a cruise with people from... all over the world.
Right. Like-minded people.
Yeah. Well, he's getting perspective, and that's why I always recommend that you read dbdailyupdate.com Monday through Sunday. It takes less than 5 minutes. It's breezy, well-written, concise, and factual.
So that's kind of like what you guys do at the pizza place, getting a consensus among your listeners.
We get a lot of... You have to listen.
Yeah.
You have to listen to what everybody's opinion matters. Sure. That's why I spend an hour a day on social media. And so a good percentage of the content we bring to the radio comes to me from stuff that listeners say, hey, I think you'd be interested in seeing this. And I try my best to acknowledge all of it and everything else. I'm not that busy. It's a big part of what we do. In fact, Jay Scott asked me to... ask you about MK Ultra?
Yes. What would you like to know about it, sir? It's not a conspiracy theory. It was
That
was brought out by the church committee hearings in the early 70s.
But like everything else, that you were like 5 years ahead of the rest of everybody else?
Yes, sir.
Going back to Hillary's going to be the nominee?
And she's still going to be the nominee. You watch.
Wow, that's bold.
You watch. Who they going to run? Biden? He's a moron.
Yeah.
He keeps sticking his foot in his mouth.
He belongs in jail.
He does.
Along with his kid.
I'm telling you, she's going to come out to save the Democrats.
You see a story about his brother?
Yeah.
$1.5 billion in government contracts.
Imagine that.
No experience.
but remember now, Greg, there was no scandals at all during that administration. No.
Whoa!
None.
Not a smidge of a scandal.
No, they were clean. They were clean.
Well, of course, the media is never going to turn on the sainted one.
No. The media is so treasonous and so totally controlled and corrupted, it has been weaponized.
Ironic, isn't it, that we owe Mr. Obama a debt of gratitude because he gave us Donald Trump.
Yes, he did.
Had he not been so far left.
That's right.
And so into the idea of the government and Obamacare. Thank you for that, because it was a perfect demonstration of how the government can screw up something that the private sector would run much better and was actually doing a pretty good job.
Well, people from all over the world were trying to get here to use our healthcare systems. That tells you something.
Yeah, because they were enjoying the benefits of a national healthcare system. I'll never forget my friend Ragtop had a buddy from England. And during the whole Obamacare debate, he came in and joined us. He was visiting the country.
He's used to socialized medicine.
And he laid it out for us. We want a system just like Britain. No, you don't. Not unless you're going to be happy looking at half your paycheck going to the government. Half. I asked him, what's the average, what's a good salary in Great Britain in pounds? And he gave us a number. And how much of that goes to the government? Half. Once you've had a procedure, he had, I forget specifically what it was, but he had to have a surgery. And yes, it was covered. Mm-hmm. But it was a heart situation.
Okay.
And he needed to have another procedure, but you only get one. So you have to buy insurance on top of your, what do they call it over there? I don't know. The National Health Service, I think, is the name of it. Yeah, it doesn't cover everything. It covers one. And if they need to go back in and do more,
tough luck, huh?
You either pay for it or you die. And people die over there all the time. But the globalist media and those who want us to submit to complete government control will never tell you that.
No, they're not about to.
Pretty weak. Pretty weak. 357. 50 years ago, you would remember Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opening a furniture store on the Wetumpka Highway. Mm-hmm. It was probably a lonelier stretch of road then.
There wasn't a whole lot out there.
But just like Georgia Floors Direct putting up a big structure on the boulevard ahead of its time, that's what they did. So they built a sizable showroom, 60,000 square feet, that has everything. I don't care what kind of furniture you prefer. They've got it at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Right now, through the end of January, come in and save 50% on in-stock inventory. Bring your gift cards. Our contact person is Stella. Because when you go to Kaiser for the first time, like the Ritterbuttles did, we needed a recliner. And it's pretty overwhelming when you walk in. It's kind of like, it's huge.
Huge.
So we found Stella. I had seen her on TV. It's like meeting a celebrity. I said, please help us. This is what we need. This is our budget. We had 10 choices lined up, and we just tested them all until we said, this is the one.
That's the way to do it.
You can purchase at 0% for 18 months with a Synchrony account for qualified customers. And they, of course, deliver. So buy Wiser and shop Kaiser in 2020. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic into the 4 o'clock hour. We are extremely busy on the East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist, from Norman Bridge over to 331. All of the outbound 31s very busy. We're already seeing some slowdowns on I-85 north and southbound through downtown Montgomery. Very busy on the Interstate 65 and 85. Drive carefully this afternoon. Buckle up. No accidents that we know of to tell you about at this time. But keep it right here. You know, one little fender bender when we've got this many folks on the road can cause a lot of grief for a lot of people. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special toy.